The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Earlier this week, I suggested the Perth Royal Show should introduce a no-jab, no-entry policy. And you know what? The more I think about it, the more it makes sense. We know WA lags behind the rest of the nation when it comes to getting the jab, and the vax rate gets lower the further you are from the leafy western suburbs. Conversely, we also know that the love of the Royal Show only gets bigger the further you are from the Golden Triangle. That's why it's worth noting that Premier Mark McGowan is living up to his state daddy status by shouting us kids cheap tickets to the show at the end of the month. He gave the Royal Agricultural Society of WA $4 million so the not-for-profit could slash ticket prices by 25%. Why not go a step further and make tickets free for anyone who is fully vaxxed? And for those who haven't had at least one dose, well, to paraphrase Seinfeld's soup Nazi, no birdie beetles for you. Remember, the showground already has a mass vaccination centre, so unvaccinated punters could literally pass through it as they enter the show. And talk about bang for your sideshow alley buck. Imagine how terrifying the Gravitron would be if you've just had AstraZeneca and are wondering if it'll shake a blood clot loose. That's a joke, of course, because everyone knows you're more likely to choke on a Pluto pup than have a bad reaction to AstraZeneca. But there's a serious side to all of this. Stats from the ABS suggest that the same cohort being left behind in WA's vax rollout is most at risk if there's a Delta outbreak like we're seeing in New South Wales and Victoria. Now, we could rely on the McGowan government to come up with a competition to incentivise vaccination, but we're talking about the same mob currently running a public transport golden ticket comp to get people back on trains and buses. Offering people who don't want to catch a train a year's worth of free train tickets is like bribing your 10-year-old to eat Brussels sprouts by offering them as many Brussels sprouts as they can eat. Millions of doses of vaccine have been secured by the feds, and supply will finally outstrip demand, which makes this the ideal time to get tougher on jab recalcitrants. And withholding access to public events like the Perth Royal Show is a good place to start.